Hello, Evelyn. This is Art from FlashPass.
Hey, Art. I already downloaded the FlashPass app on my iPhone and activated my account. I'm ready to get started.
Okay, great. We always suggest using the iPhone or iPad app. The website should only be used if you want to subscribe with any credit card. We also have an Android app, but it does not have all the features the iPhone has, like the passport scan feature. Anyway, let's get started. Fire up the app and log in with your email and password. Remember, this password is the one you set up for FlashPass, and it does not have to match the long EAPIS password.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, on the bottom, you will see five sections. Please select persons. Let's start by adding your emergency contact. It must be someone who never flies with you. Only name and phone number are required.
Okay, I'm on the person section now. Let me click on the plus sign on the top.
Okay, now you will see a list of roles on the top. This does not assign a role on that person. It helps you by displaying only the required fields for that role. For emergency contact, for example, click on the emergency tab.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, perfect. That worked. Let me fill in my mom's name and her phone number. Okay, that's done.
Okay, remember to click save on the top right?
Yeah, that's done.
Okay, now let's add you as a pilot. Do you have your passport with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, create a new person and now click on the pilot's role. Let's use the passport scan feature by pressing the small camera icon on the top right.
Okay, and now it's asking for camera or library.
If the passport picture is in your iPhone photo library, select library. But for now, select camera.
Okay, and now the screen is showing a scanner.
Okay, perfect. Align the scanner to the passport machine readable code on the bottom. You might have to rotate the phone 90 degrees and about 8 to 10 inches from the passport. It should scan it and fill the passport information.
Okay. It scanned it. Let me check if all of the data is correct.
Good call. It's always important to double check because the scanner may mistakes.
Okay, all data is correct.
Now continue to fill the rest of the information like address, email, phone, etc. If your pilot's license does not expire, please leave it blank. Canadian pilot's licenses do expire, for example.
Okay, the profile is completed and I clicked save.
Okay, let's continue with the aircraft. Is your plane owned by a company or by a person? That information is shown on the aircraft registration card.
It's owned by a company.
Okay, select the company on the bottom and add a company by pressing on the plus sign. Then fill all the fields for the company and press save.
Okay. Let me do that. Okay, that's done and saved.
Okay, if the owner of the aircraft is a person, you would add him in persons section and selecting the OP/OW role. Now, let's select aircraft and add an aircraft by pressing the plus sign.
Okay, what should I use as the call sign, CVP decal, and model?
For call sign, you can use the tail number. The CBP decal consists of 8 digits and would start with 2 digits for the year. For example, if the year is 2023, it will start with a 23. For 2024, it will start with 24, and so on. For the model, you should use the 4-letter ICAO code. What aircraft are you flying?
It's a Cessna 206.
Okay, the ICAO model would be C206.
Okay, perfect. I already purchased my decal, but my number has not arrived yet. What should I do?
Okay, as a placeholder, add the last 2 digits of the current year followed by 6 zeros. So for 2023, you would type 23 followed by 6 zeros. For 2024, you would type 24 also followed by 6 zeros. And so on.
Okay, great. I got that all filled in and saved.
Evelyn, when's your next flight?
We are flying from Florida to the Bahamas in 2 days.
How many people on board?
One passenger and one pilot.
Perfect. We have you added already, so let's go to the person section and add that passenger by selecting PAX on the roll and filing in all the displayed fields. Remember that if the person is missing some information, they will not be displayed as an option on the manifest.
Okay, give me a minute. Okay, I have them added.
Great. Now let's create your flight manifest defaults. These will make your manifest faster. Please go to the More section and click on Settings.
Okay, I'm there.
Now the second option in blue says Configure Default Values. Please click on it.
Okay, done.
Okay, let's start from the top. Where it says Departure Country, fill United States.
Okay.
Where it says Arrival Country, select Bahamas.
Done.
Okay, where it says Other Country, fill it again with United States.
Okay.
Now select your emergency contact. Your mom should be available to choose.
Yeah, she's there. Done.
Now select the aircraft if you only have one. If you use several different planes when flying international, please leave that option blank.
Okay, I only use that one, so I'll select Cessna 206.
For state, since you usually depart from Florida, add F as in Foxtrot and L as in Lima.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, please leave the actual departure place blank. Leave the border crossing blank, and for the arrival place, type Customs. And now hit Save.
Okay, that's all saved.
Okay, now we're ready to create your first manifest. Please go to the Manifest section.
Okay, I'm there, and I click the new manifest icon to create a blank one.
Good. Let's start from the top. On the flight name, it defaults to the date and time. So please delete that and add something like, flight to Bahamas. This is only for your records, so add anything you'd like that reminds you of the flight.
Okay, I added Scuba to Nassau.
Perfect. The aircraft should already be there as a default.
Yeah, it's there.
Now we have the departure details. First, add the airport ICAO. What airport are you departing from?
It's Vero Beach Regional. It's KVRV, but this airport doesn't have customs.
Okay, no problem. That means that it's not an authorized airport, but you can still depart from there. In this case, on the departure ICAO, we'll add the closest approved airport, which is Kilo Foxtrot Papa Romeo, Treasure Coast.
Okay, perfect. I got KFPR added on Airport ICAO, and the city, state, and country, they auto-populated.
Yes. Only for U.S. airports, the city, state, and country should autofill.
Okay, got it.
Perfect. Okay, next is the local time. You must add the date and local time of departure.
Okay, that's done.
Now, there should be a field labeled as actual place. Add your actual departure airport there. So add Kilo Victor Romeo Bravo. If you were departing from an authorized airport, you would leave that blank. For border crossing, you can add an approximate town or airport. Don't worry too much. It doesn't have to be precise.
Okay, I added 20 nautical miles southeast of Fort Pierce as a crossing.
Perfect. Now, let's have the arrival details, starting with the airport ICAO.
Okay, I'm flying to Nassau, so I'll type Mike Yankee, November, November.
Okay, now fill in the city and country. And remember, Bahamas doesn't have a state, so leave the state blank.
Okay, I did that.
Okay, next, select the date and time of arrival. Remember, it's local time, so correct for time zone changes if required.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, now, the emergency contact should already be there since we set it as a default.
Yeah, I got that on there.
Okay, now please click on where it says zero pilots, zero passengers, zero crew, and it will allow you to add occupants. First, click on Add Pilots and select your name from the list.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, now click on Done on the top left, and now click on Add Passengers. Do the same, and then Save on the top right.
Okay, I'm doing that now. And okay, that's done. And now it says one pilot, one PAX.
Okay, great. Now we have everything filled in. Please click on the small eyeball icon on the bottom right corner to see a preview so you can check it easier.
Okay. It all looks good. Dates and times are good. Departure and arrival information looks good. Passport names and numbers, they all seem correct.
Perfect. It's always important to double check it. We suggest you submit the manifest one day before the trip in case there's a change on occupants or weather. You now have a manifest that is ready to be sent. You can make any changes as long as you have not submitted. Now, let me show you how to make the return flight. Open the manifest if it's not already open.
Okay, it's open.
Look at the small gear on the lower left corner. Press it and select Create Return Leg.
Oh, wow, that was easy.
Yeah, the app will create a manifest in reverse. Simply change the departure and arrival dates and times. Check the preview and submit. Easy peasy. Any questions?
Okay, yeah. So I have a couple of questions. So first, what happens after I click submit?
Okay, good question. After submitting and a few minutes after, you should get an email confirmation from US Customs. This is the most important email, so let us know if you don't get it. Be sure to check junk and spam folders. If you are flying to the Bahamas, you will also get an email from us with three PDF customs forms. Scroll to the bottom of the email to find them and print three copies of each and take along with you. No phone call is required when flying out of the US. However, when returning to the US, you must call customs to secure landing rights. The phone numbers for those customs offices can be found on the FlashPass app in the More section under authorized US airport list. You can even call from the app. It is important to do some research when choosing an airport of entry for arrivals into the US. Some have special requirements like landing rights, overflight permit, or even landing fees. Some are not staffed, and an officer must make a trip to meet you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Also, what happens if I'm running late on an outbound or an inbound flight?
Okay, when departing the US, it is not really a big of a deal, but do your best to estimate your departure time. If you are off by several hours, it is best to call the CBP office at the departing airport. On the other hand, when arriving into the US, it is more important because officer will be expecting you. If you are running late, call them to update your ETA.
Okay, and what happens if I have to cancel a flight for weather or something?
Okay, in that case, simply call customs and advise of the cancellation. FlashPass makes it easy to reschedule the flight using the clone feature.
Okay, and will FlashPass work for other countries?
Sure, FlashPass should only be used when departing or arriving the US from any country. Currently, it does not work between other non-US countries. For example, FlashPass will work from USA to Bahamas, USA to Mexico, Canada to USA, etc. But FlashPass will not work from Mexico to Bahamas or Mexico to Costa Rica, etc. When flying from the US to Mexico or from Mexico to the US, FlashPass will also submit the Mexico APIS.
Okay, nice. And does FlashPass also file my flight plan for me?
FlashPass takes care of the CBP EAPIS requirements. You must comply with FAA on your own, like your flight plan.
Okay, that's fine. And how do I change my password on FlashPass?
Okay, look for the FlashPass reset procedure on the FlashPass website. It's in the top right corner.
Okay. You mentioned the Mexico APIS. How does that work?
Okay, when your trip involves Mexico, FlashPass will automatically submit two manifests at the proper times. You will get email copies of the submission info.
Okay, perfect. One more thing. How does the trial work? Because I think I'm on the trial right now.
Yes, FlashPass has a 30-day fully functional trial, including Mexico APIS. Let us know if you need more time after that. We will be happy to extend.
Okay, thank you. This tutorial was very helpful. If I have any other questions, how can I get support?
Great question. Here are some support options. You can always call our phone number. It's area code 956-948-2000. Or you can email us at info@lobolabs.com. We also have a live chat on our website. That would be flashpass.net. And maybe we can put some more in the future.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm all set. Hasta la vista, Art.
Hasta luego. Bye-bye.